out you want? Sure, I can do that now.
Like a 50 cent.
I can do that right now if you want.
You want 50 cents to give you, or for the change?
Yeah, but...
You just want the 25s for
I
free?
I want a Coke.
You want a Coke?
I want to buy a Coke.
Just one a week, okay?
Okay.
Can't have it every day.
Okay, can I?
Give me a kiss because you're so lovely. No, I love you.
Dad.
Yes.
Is this the way open you get the Coke?
Yeah,
you you put in 125,
right,
and then crank, and then put another 25 in, and then crank.
Yeah, and then push the button.
What button?
The big one that says Coke.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, you have to push the button.
I know, but not one that says Coke. You can put one that says Pepsi or something like that. Yeah.
Or you can put one that says A&W Root.
Right.
Okay.
I have to go upstairs first, you know why?
Why?
Because...
Where?
Sometimes
no,
they
don't.
Mom, sometimes they get milk. I mean, get Coke at the store in the
get
day.
Get or yes?
Get.
No.
Get milk at the store in the day. And sometimes they get.
No,
at the time when other people are playing games sometimes.
Sounds like they do it all day.
Sometimes they do it when lunchtime is on. Sometimes they do it when lunchtime is over.
Sounds like a bunch of spoiled kids to me.
It is.
Sometimes it is.
And there's gummy kids too. There's even
they get candy bars.
Yeah, there's Snicker bars.
Man, I have a Snicker bar machine.
No, they get a whole bunch of like that.
They get a whole bunch of bubble gum and lifesavers.
That's spoiled rotten.
That's right.
Well, these kids, David and Ian, had $10 and they used it all up on
$10 candy. $10 in one day?
Two, 3 weeks. Oh. All up in candy.
What?
They used it all in candy and milk. I mean, not milk, and pop from every day.
Want to call you back?
Cheerio.
I'll get home.
Got it.
woke me up. That one. I went to bed at 3 again.
So I stayed up longer than that.
Did you stay up?
Christmas. I stayed up until 3. Went to sleep for 2 hours to 5.
Yes, I remember that.
Are you eating at the time?
There's an intrepid bird. Honey Mark?
Hmm?
What do you call that word that you do to a cat when you go like this?
Pet.
Oh, sometimes I just think you're just being absolutely difficult.
Of course, say it, Ross.
You know, we really don't like when you do that.
You think I didn't know the word, right? And I really need to know that word.
We asked Mark,
yes,
and you
Mark.
Don't answer when someone else has been asked a question.
Well, anyway, it doesn't really matter. What I want to do is hear Mark say the word. After he swallows, of course. Good. You know that word, get?
Yeah, but wait.
It rhymes.
Yeah, but I know the difference between pet and
a pet.
One is a pet. A pet like meow. Something like that. And a pet is like.
Do they sound the same?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except they're written differently.
Mm-hmm.
They're written differently.
Yeah,
different ways. They're spelled the same.
Not pet and pet.
Not pet and pet.
Pet and get.
No, pet and pet. Meow, meow, woof, woof. That's one pet, and then there's this kind of pet. And he said they're written differently, but they're not. They're written the same.
How about hit? Is that the same as get?
No.
It is. Get is wrong.
Get the towel.
Get. You don't
the
say
towel.
Get.
He said,
you don't
the
say
towel.
Get. You don't say get like hit. You say get like pet.
You know the word get? There is no such word.
Get.
Get is
get
not a word.
Get out of here. Yes,
say
get
it's
out.
Not a word. It's
yes.
Get like
get.
Pet.
Get
like
out of here.
Pet. Right.
Get.
It's like pet. It's not like hit.
Get me a towel, please.
Get.
Get.
Get me a towel, please.
How would you please get yourself eating?
Get yourself eating.
Get that spoon into your mouth.
Get that spoon in your mouth. Can you please get the towel?
Yes.
Get
and then we'll try to get that milk up off the table.
Get that milk off the
no,
table.
No, get.
Get.
Get that milk up off the table. To you, sir. Get to you, sir.
Get to you, sir.
You're in bad way if you say get.
Get.
You know, if you can't
get.
Speak proper English, you may not be hired at a job. Did you know that? It makes a lot of difference. Did you know that? A lot.
I know that.
Fortunately, your mother speaks very well. She speaks very good English.
There are other ones that make a difference, too, that are not.
You have a different book? I'll get your book down, okay?
Get your book down, honey.
Yeah, I think that's different.
Bring the recorder. Bring your book.
Bring
Ross's book. Bring the recorder. Come on, bring it, honey.
Wait.
Bring it over to your back. Hurry.
Good. How come?
Yeah, put the recorder in here.
you?
Jackson's a little boy.
Are you a smart? That's smart.
Of course, nobody could say that I didn't have a brain.
Everybody here except for R-O-S-S.
Now, R-O-S-S would probably like these shaped ones, Marky. That's your plate. Ross, come on.
Well, I never knew I had to eat this much.
Okay. No, Mark, now let Ross get his out of there.
Well, what?
Rock food very well.
one, two, see it going up like that? One, two, three, four, five. So that's good. That's what you want it to be able to do.
Mm-hmm. Hello? Yeah, well, that's good enough because I don't even have to call it in.
Mary and I are asking Ross about what he's doing.
Babies at least 2 years old should smoke cigars, and people over the age of 60 years old should I forget how it goes.
That's good. Okay, now.
Because the signs are all torn after the storm.
What do you mean?
Well, okay. You know how those big signs where they don't take off the paper, they just plaster another one over?
Yeah.
Well, there was a storm that night, and all the signs were torn.
Yeah.
And that's why he read. And that's why he read.
Yeah, okay.
And I like harmonicas. And excellent gasoline keeps your wife's, excellent gasoline keeps your wife's affection clean.
Reflection clean. Oh, yeah. Using Exxon gasoline on the face. Instead of keeping it clean your face cleaning your Exxon gasoline. That's nice. Okay, so now did you learn anything about music in North class?
Yeah.
What kind of things did you learn about music? Besides songs and silly things about keeping your wife's face clean.
Gasoline.
Yeah, okay. You learn anything about how notes go up and down and stuff?
Yeah.
You learn that? You learn about scales? You know about
scales?
Yeah,
stuff like that.
But I don't know about stuff like that.
Scales? What have you learned about scales?
Tell me about
scales.
Yeah, scales. Are they things that fish have?
Dad, we don't learn that.
Did you learn da 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 da?
You guys are teaching me that.
You don't know how to go notes up and down with notes?
We haven't gotten to that yet.
Da, da.
She told us never to go like that.
Never to go like that, that's bad.
Why?
She goes ding, ding, ding.
She doesn't want us to go like that.
Oh, she doesn't want you to drive it. She wants your titties flushed up at the
room. Yeah, but we haven't gotten to going down the
line.
The kids still there.
Okay, now. Then you have lunch, right? That's pretty good, right? Huh? You have lunch, right? Every day? Okay, and then after lunch, you do tennis on Monday and Wednesday. What is that about?
Tennis. We play tennis.
And how good are you getting? Can you knock it over?
Yeah.
Pretty
I score
good?
A lot of points.
You do? You're doing pretty well.
You're going to be able to play with Daddy pretty soon? Mm-hmm.
You already can play with Daddy. You can already hit him back. You played with Daddy before, yeah.
Did you actually do a game of tennis yet?
Yeah, I remember Michael hit the ball way up in the sky. I jump up and kaboom go.
Okay.
And this was in a mini court.
Say now.
So it wasn't two. It was an outfit.
Do you play singles or doubles in tennis?
Triples.
Three against two against one?
Triples.
What is that? Two against one?
Three against three.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Now, then
that's what I play most of the time.
Okay.
Never one against one.
What do you do in tumbling? You do roughhouse?
No.
Yeah.
Wait, stuff like this.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Or like...
Well, let him show.
Good job.
Put your head in. Very good. Keep your legs up. Great. Great. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that at your age. I couldn't do that at your age. Can you do that, Mark?
I'm not sure. I didn't know I could do that.
You didn't know you could do it.
Yeah.
You can. You can.
Mark, start like this. Get up on and put your knees on your elbows.
Okay, I've got it.
Yeah. Now, Ross, what else do you do in tumbling?
We call that the tripod. When we put our knees on our elbows, we call it the tripod.
Yeah. Good, Mark.
Oh, knees on your elbows. Yeah, Mark hasn't gotten that.
Mark, put your knees on your elbows.
He just wants to straight up.
Put your knees on your elbows.
Before you go up, put your knees on
your
elbows.
Put your rump up and your knees on
your
elbows.
No, like this.
They'll teach him, Mark.
Watch. Tripod. Put your knees on your elbows.
And then up.
That's right. Now put the knees there. Good, Mark. That's right.
Watch your neck. Okay. That's a good thing to practice on. That's always good. Okay, what else do you do in tumbling?
You have to do it like that.
You can go all the way up. Good, Mark.
Okay.
Oh, you do cartwheels.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
And the fifth week or sixth round, we're going to have a big party and stuff. And
my views are going to be great for us, but it's going to be good.
Does Mommy want to take pictures of all that? You need pictures in that time?
Mm-hmm.
Of all your friends and everything?
Yes.
At the party?
Of course.
You want me to? Well, possibility. You might want to take, otherwise you won't get pictures of all your friends at camp.
So
they don't take pictures, do they? Ross, do they take camp pictures? Okay. Now, Ron, what are you going to
do? Time.
What have you learned in swimming? What have you learned in swimming?
To swim.
To swim. Okay. Have you learned how to float?
Yep.
Okay. What swimming skills do you use? Dog paddle? Dog paddle? What do you do?
Just swim.
Just swim around? Okay. What about your recorder? What do you do? Yeah.
Play the recorder.
Have you gotten very good yet?
Did you know? Do you read notes from a page? How do you know what the notes say?
I don't know
that. Mom's going to work.
Because last time, Peter and I were late because we were
going on
our
plane. It's only a half hour, isn't it? The court is only a half hour. Is that right, Mom?
And we only had about 20 minutes of it.
It makes this a big deal of it, and it's only half an hour long.
Hmm.
Shame, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, now, Rusty, what are you doing the talent exhibit?
Hmm?
Talent? And Thursday and... Tuesday and Thursday morning. Talent X. Talent X. Okay,
I don't take that. I wasn't signed up.
Okay, what are you taking instead? Chorus set?
No.
What are you taking?
Free
timer?
You're kidding.
No.
Number one.
That was fun.
What did you have to do to sign up? What did you have to do to sign up? That would have been one of the most fun things.
Wait, Mom, Dad, mm-hmm. You know what? In between chorus, no, in between sports and earth, we have three. In between sports and earth, we have three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but why didn't you do talent?
You guys didn't sign me up.
But we signed you up for several things.
Oh, well,
yeah, but not like.
But you mean you go in the morning and you don't do anything?
Oh, we do.
No, we can play up in our sports.
Okay.
I like playing up in the woods.
Wouldn't you rather go do talent stuff?
No.
Like,
I like playing up in the woods.
Okay. Now, what do you do in arts and crafts?
Arts and crafts.
What kind of things do you make?
Well, last time I painted a garbage pail pig.
Oh, I saw that.
Moons and mist.
Okay.
I'm bringing it home on Monday.
Okay, how about French? How are you doing in French? Can you say anything in French at all? Any words?
I don't know.
Give me a shot. Just say a couple words.
Bonjour, mademoiselle.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very
that's
good.
That's still a girl, though. Bonjour,
monsieur.
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 Do you know how to count?
What else did they tell you about in French? Did they tell you any songs in French? Have they taught you Florida gospel? Oh, little fence and fence?
In French?
That's nice. Uh-huh.
No, in.
Le petit
pont. But it was written in French.
You know, what does Le petit pont mean?
I mean, it, and it was.
I don't know.
What does Le petit pont mean?
I don't know.
Yeah. It's little French.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what do you do in drama? Tense? Oh, yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah.
They pretend like they're animals and stuff. And then intro to music, what do you do there?
That's where you learn piano.
Oh, right. And what else?
Notes.
Notes. Well, that sounds good. Joan, what are the names of notes?
No, we learn parts of the song, like A-Ver and
stuff. Uh-huh, really?
You learn what?
A-Ver and stuff.
What do you mean A variant?
So varying is like if you get away from one part of the song and then you come back to it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, varying.
Mm-hmm.
Varying.
He calls it varying.
Mm-hmm. That's what he talks about. Okay. And then finally nature. And Jim, what do you do in nature?
Nature.
What do you do in nature?
You take glass and you make them tumble?
No. We were studying, last time we studied rocks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And?
Do they grow?
First time, what?
And do
no.
You
know? No!
Well, tell us more about it.
And we were looking at stuff through microscopes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah? First time we went on a hike, nature hike, and that's where I got out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you learned much about nature?
I like the rocks.
I used to be a rock geologist. You're into geology, huh? Okay. Well, very good, Mom. I think we know now what rocks are. Okay?
What about Marky?
Marky, what do you do? You want to know what you
of
do?
Of all those things, what do you like the
he
best?
He doesn't do tennis.
No, good, Mark. What do you do?
Lunchtime.
You like that? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And what other things do you do? Name all the things that you do. All your different activities.
All the things that he doesn't, except tennis.
Name them. 1, 2, 3. Come on, honey. See if you can break them into 5 of your head. Because I know you've got a good brain. I know you've got a good mind.
I don't want to use it right now.
You don't want to use your good mind? A good mind, if you waste a good mind.
It's a terrible thing.
It's a terrible thing to waste a good mind. Name at least a couple.
Okay.
Name a couple good things.
Chorus.
Good. Okay.
Tumbling.
Good. Good. Give me a couple more. How about something where you do a xylophone?
He doesn't have.
Or?
Well, do you play the xylophone in
Oar? I thought you were talking about the master's elders.
Okay, think of some more. Think of one more thing you do. And you get to say. I know it's very hard for you to think of.
Dad, I want to tell you something. Last time?
Ross, no. Mark, one more thing.
We studied, oh.
Yeah, what did you say?
Nature.
Nature hikes? You take nature hikes? Do you look at rocks and things?
Yeah.
Which part do you like best of nature?
The crystal.
The crystal?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, those are pretty, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay, now I think we should get them. Boys should get them.
Dancing.
Okay, what do you do in folk dances?
We dance.
And what kinds of dances? German?
Folk.
You mean like square dancing?
Folk dancing.
You square dancing?
Yeah. No, folk dancing.
What language are the
square
words?
Square dancing, folk dancing.
Does it sound like American stuff?
Yeah.
Does it sound like American stuff? Is it American?
Well, sometimes it's wild
sometimes it's not.
Good. And are you pretty good at it?
Sort of wild.
Are you pretty good at it?
Yeah.
Good. So what's your favorite class? Of all the classes, what's your favorite?
Lunch.
Lunch, that's what you told me before.
Yeah.
Mr. Big Stomach.
Actually, Alex got the biggest one in this house.
What?
Actually, I like free time, you know why?
Why?
We get to do whatever we want.
I get to rest a little. Well, that wasn't the right reason.
We asked if we could watch.
Hey, Motor Mouth.
We asked if we could watch Playboy.
Motor Mouth.
That's good. Huh?
And Motor Mouth.
In what class do you do dancing, Mark?
Driving that cat crazy.
When do you do dance? I guess that's what Ross
told him. Oh, he's just in a cat. Yeah, he fell. He got so crazy.
Yeah. Here, let me try. I need a piece of string.
Here.
Ross, give me a medical. No, that's the
fact that it makes him.
No, I thought it was the big part at the bottom.
We also forget that it's got that up there. You know, it's got me up there. See if I'm not just there. That's just that. Okay. Okay, boys, we're going to go.
No, I'm going to make a plot.
Yes, I know. Mm-hmm. Boys, are you going to go like this? Are you going to go like that? They can go like that because they're not going to get out of the car.
We're not.
We're not.
It's Mom?
Nope, Mom's not getting out of the car either. She's just dropping me off. Mom, you're not getting out of the car.
Dad, we're going to New York.
What's that?
We're going to New York.
Yes. Hey, Mark, you don't break it.
What kind of stuff are there is there anyway?
Well, you're going to come and find out.
If you find fluff garbage pails,
yeah. Oh, you're looking for light toys?
Yeah.
Oh, that's got all the toys in the world.
Dad, if you find fourth garbage pails or fifth.
I'll check out some real good toys, okay? I'll check out a good toy shop. You better, Ross, you promise me you'll save your money?
Yeah, I'm saving one up for a swatch watch. I made them fall.
But you lost your swatch knife, right?
Yeah.
I can't believe you lost that knife.
Which do you like the best? From garbage pails, which do you like the best? The wanted signs or the big, or the awards? I like the awards the best. This is an award.
Oh, is that an award? I guess I like the awards. July 14th is what it is.
And there's one about mother wanted her child abuse. Also wanted for the following crimes. Threatening with a terrible weapon. Alias dad.
Thank you.
the car. Uh-oh. I forgot my shoes.